So I understand that I have not been the best podcast host I could possibly be. So for a punishment and to make up for it, I wrote a rap song to embarrass myself and to entertain you. So without further ado, college kid, got a lot of things to say.
Say it.
Ain't making no cash,
making no cash.
So I'm gonna be broke either way.
Kinda sad.
Podcast. Maybe I'll make one day.
Or today.
Wait, who is my ad?
Who's sponsoring the show?
Cause I got some school loans to pay.
Hey.
Got me a Mac, got me a mic, setting it up as I'm sipping on Sprite. Got some opinions, they may not be right, but I'm still gonna share them tonight. Logging to Anchor, fill up my cup, just like I'm Jamie, I'm pulling it up. I am entitled, I am not tough, yet Anchor is bumping with gnomes, talking about clothes, news about celebrities that you know, songs that you love, songs that you don't, movies I've watched, my favorite shows, and... I'm gonna go ahead and jump to our sponsor real quick before the song ends. So the sponsor today is a new soccer ball called the Electric Soccer Pyramid. It is a fully electric soccer ball that is shaped like a pyramid. I don't know what it is. They don't have a picture, so I can just kind of assume that it is a pyramid-shaped soccer ball. But I don't know where the electricity comes into it because a pyramid doesn't have electricity and neither does a soccer ball. So I don't know what that does. It says, do not touch it or play with it, or else you will be exposed to death. So, you can't play with it or touch it. So I don't know what you're supposed to do with it, but their sponsorship is paying me $2 per 1,000 listeners, and I really need the money. So, I don't write a script.
You should, though.
I got some jokes.
They ain't funny, though.
And I'm broke.
We know.
Did I mention I'm broke?
Yeah, like but, to.
Like Tate with the Lambo. Call me Sylvester Stallone, cause I'm Rambo. You step to my hood, the two things you hear are shotguns, my Glock, and banjos.
That's three things.
I can't count.
Why don't you just use your hand?
I'll figure it out. But have you ever seen a podcast host look just like me?
Yes.
Seriously? Like, what was the main similarity?
Guess.
Well, that's gonna wrap it up with the podcast song. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my punishment. So, hello. How's my children doing? Feliz cumpleaños, if I haven't seen you, or happy birthday. A lot of stuff happened at home. I'm taking one more semester class before I'm out, and hopefully I can find a job in ministry. That would be really, really cool in order to just kind of get more plugged in and involved with this church work and community and stuff like that. We're looking at possibly going a new direction with the podcast. Instead, let me move my mic a little bit. Okay. We're looking at going a new direction with the podcast. The podcast... right now, it's okay. We're doing pretty good numbers, and numbers aren't the issue. The issue is I feel like I could be making better content with this. And so one of the things I want to do is instead of chilling with Garrett, instead of you just chilling with me, I want to get a guest in here to kind of chill. We can just kind of chill out, hang out, and have them give them a platform to talk about whatever subject they would wish to talk about. And just be a platform for people who want to spark change and just hang out. The big part of chilling with Garrett is just hanging out. I want to create that atmosphere when the show, and I think that'd be a pretty cool change. But without further ado, we're gonna talk about what we have in the show today. So I really need help deciding a Premier League soccer team. It's been on my mind insane so much what team I want to cheer for. So right now I got three teams right now straight up. And the three teams are Newcastle United, because of Miguel Almiron. It are also the, now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, no. Leeds United, because of Tyler Adams and Brendan Aaronson. And Brentford, because I love the stadium, and their logo is a freaking B, okay? So those are the three that I'm struggling with right now. I really need help deciding it. So if you know what team I should cheer for, I need you to shoot me a tweet. My username is @Garrett_Huggins, @Garrett_Huggins. Shoot me a tweet. Tell me, I know I got some Germany listeners from Germany. If you want me to cheer for a Bundesliga team, let me know, dude. Let me know the team I need to cheer for. Let me know, where I need to go if I want to go watch a game there. I want to go watch a game at Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is top four. I just didn't say them, but
I am really drawing a blank because MLS, I'm telling you right now, is boring. MLS, they flop 99% of the time, and I watched a couple Premier League games this weekend, and I was like, I really need to find a team to root for because it is just such a different beast. You know, I'm a big football guy. You know, sorry, soccer. We call it soccer here, but big football guy. I love it to death. I love soccer. I love it to death. Me and my brother played it all throughout high school and middle school, elementary school. That was our number one sport. And it's growing a little bit over here, but I hope it can get bigger. But yeah, so I'm really, really struggling finding a team. So if you can help me, I would love for you to. America's been kind of crazy lately. If you check the news, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not going to get into any of that. I do want to mention this, however. My Spotify Wrapped is the most problematic Spotify Wrapped, I think, in the history of the world. This is pretty bad, guys. Like, it's when it first came out, everyone was all, you know, joking around, laughing and stuff like that, and about like, oh man, mine's bad. Dude. My number one guy was freaking Kanye West. My number one was Kanye West. I literally, when I found out that it was Kanye West, I had a panic attack. That was bad. That was really, really bad. And then Mac Miller, God rest his soul, was number two, which really hurt my heart because I got like 3 Mac Miller vinyls, so I listened to Mac Miller so much more to listen to Kanye West, because like 2 songs come on Kanye, like I have 2 Kanye West songs on my phone, and each of the songs are just, they're just like gym songs, like I listen to it when I'm at the gym, yet it's just like, it really hurt me, to find out the Kanye West, I was in the top 5th percentile of Kanye West listeners. That really hurt my heart. I am not like that, guys. I promise you, I am not like that. But everything else is pretty good. I mean, it was, I don't know if I have it anymore. Let's see if I get pulled up 1 second. Music montage.
Garrett Spotify.
Sorry for the jump scare. So my top artists were Kanye West, Mac Miller, Elevation Worship, and Alan Stone. That was my top. That was top 4. My bad. Oh crap! I lost it. The other one was Drew Holcomb. He's pretty good too. And if I could pull it up again, I'm so stupid, guys. I'd let it go by. It is. I sent a lot of memes to my friend. I'm so glad. Okay, my top songs were Without a Light, by Drew Holcomb, Violent Crimes by Kanye West, Evergreen by, I think, Omar Apollo, Romantic Homicide by, I think, David, and then Bye Bye Babylon by Elevation Worship. And but y'all listen to any of those songs. They're pretty good songs. Violent Crimes, you know, it's a well-known one. Alan Stone, I don't know why no one talks about Alan Stone, but he's really, really talented. I got one of his vinyls. But yeah, very, very, very problematic for me when people were asking me for my Spotify Wrapped. I was like, oh gosh, you know, it's Kanye West. Like, And I was like, right when like Kanye Gate first happened. But you know, he down spiraled really, 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 really bad. But you know, there's not a good look on the old Spotify Raptor Snap story. So I hope that I can be back more often. They're playing me out. My own podcast is playing me out. Okay. And it's getting a little bit louder. So hopefully I could upload a little bit more often. I really do enjoy uploading it. And I'm so happy to know that I have returning listeners and stuff like that. It's kind of crazy to see all the countries that are viewing my podcast. You know, it's cool. And I love every single one of you guys. I hope that you guys have a wonderful year. You achieve your resolutions. Hopefully, I'll be back soon. Hopefully, in February, and or by the end of January. Hopefully, maybe like 2 weeks. That'd be the coolest system. 2 weeks film podcast. But yeah, guys. Follow me on my socials. They're in the description of the podcast. Much love. Love you guys. May God be with you. And that's a kiss.